Today we have again a passage from the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's teaching on the Our Father, called the Lord's Prayer, which of course is the greatest prayer because it contains worship and adoration of God, and also which we pray for all the things that we need, both spiritually and materially. The Lord says, this is how you are to pray. And He says, when you address God, call Him Father. The Aramaic word, the original word is Abba, which is the word of a young child to his dad. So it's Papa or Dada, Daddy. So He says, call God Father. That was something so unique in the Lord's teaching. You don't see that in the Old Testament. But the Lord says, this is the kind of relationship I want you to have with my Heavenly Father, that He is your loving Father, and you are a little child. And call God with that word that a young 2-year-old or 3-year-old would call his father, Pop or Daddy. And then when He says, pray using the word Our Father, that whenever we pray, we should always be praying for other people as well. He didn't say, when you say the Our Father, say My Father, which would be an individual prayer. Even if you're praying by yourself, it's always Our Father, because you're always praying for the needs of the entire world and the needs of the entire church. So Our Father, who art in heaven, this worships God and adores God, and it's referring to the majesty of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, the transcendence of God, the holiness of God. And then we pray, hallowed be thy name. May your name be honored and held holy and sacred. And when a person's name is held honored and holy, it's the entire person that is honored. So we're saying in the Our Father, not only do we want to honor God's name, but we want to honor God Himself as our Creator, as our Redeemer, as our Sanctifier, as the Creator of the entire human race. May His name be held holy. And may we never use God's name in vain. May we never use God's name lightly or carelessly or in any way to dishonor the name of God. And then we pray, Thy kingdom come. And as St. Pius X said in his catechism, it's a threefold kingdom. It's the kingdom of God's grace within our souls. It's the kingdom of God on earth, which is the Catholic Church. And it is the second coming of Christ and the establishment of the everlasting kingdom. So every time we pray, Thy kingdom come, we're praying that more and more souls will come into friendship with God and get baptized and receive sanctifying grace within their soul. We pray that His kingdom on earth, the Catholic Church, will spread to every part of the world and more churches will be built and His kingdom will spread on earth, which is the church, evangelization. And then we pray for His kingdom will come, His second coming, that Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead and usher in the heavenly kingdom. And then we pray, Father, Thy will be done. We want to pray that we will do God's will, not our will, on earth as it is in heaven. So we pray that we may do God's will on earth as the angels and the saints are doing it constantly in heaven. The angels are doing God's will readily and willingly and lovingly, perfectly in heaven. And we want to do God's will on earth as the angels are doing God's will in heaven. So the Our Father has an allusion to the angels and the saints in heaven. And then we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread, obviously, is our material needs, our financial needs, physical needs. But it's also our spiritual needs, everything we need each day, our daily bread, the graces that we need for each day to do the duties of our state and life. Lord, give us today the grace that we need. Take care of all of our spiritual and material needs. We then pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The original word in Greek is referring to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Another translation, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. They say that one of the smallest words in the Our Father is one of the most important, and that is the word as. Because we say, God, forgive me my sins as I'm willing to forgive those who sin against me. And then lastly, lead us not into temptation. Again, the original language is, Lord, put us not to the test. Don't let us be tested or tempted beyond our strength. Always give us the grace to resist temptation and to be faithful in times of trial and testing. And then deliver us from evil. Evil would be anything that would lead us away from God. It's also referring to the evil one. Protect us from the evil one. Protect us from the devil and the fallen angels. So the Our Father contains really all we need for our spiritual life. That beautiful prayer that we say countless times throughout the day contains really everything we need. Worship of God, adoration of God, praise of God, and then those seven petitions which would take care of all of our spiritual and material needs.